It's the Sully Show, Talk Radio 640 WGST. We're on each weekday between noon and 2. I was walking down Peachtree Street earlier this week, and I walked by a store that I know exists, but Rick, I'm wondering, Rick Limpert, if you know that this place exists, Bavaria Yachts, right there at Spring and Peachtree. Have you ever seen that store?
I saw you tweeted out that picture, Sully, and I didn't know where you were or why that was there. No, I'd never seen that before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so if you have whatever it costs to buy a yacht, you can walk into that Bavaria Yachts store and get one. And, of course, that is on your list of things that you will be buying this year, I'm sure. Right, Rick?
I see you walking into that store right after you win the lottery.
Rick Limpert is with us every week just after 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio 640 WGST on Fridays. He is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. And he is at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando all this week, taking a look at some of the latest and greatest in golf technology and some of the great products over there. Rick, tell us a little bit about where you're staying.
I've been staying at Reunion Resort, which is fantastic. It's golf courses. It's the Annika Sorenstam Academy for juniors and for adults that are looking to fine-tune their golf game, and it's just beautiful. My second year staying here, and they couldn't be nicer. And I always like talking about places I stay, but when a place is really nice, you really want to thank those people and when they take care of you. It's hard being on the road, so when they make you feel at home, that's really important.
All right, you're getting a look at some really great products and some great technology, too, for the golfer. Talk a little bit about this visual green by the company Golfsee.
This is a virtual green, and people may know, like, simulators from if they're in Dave & Buster's and they see golf simulators, but there's really no way to simulate putting on these golf simulators until now. And this virtual green is flat turf that actually will undulate and change, so it gives the real taste of what it is to putt on a green with hills and little mounds and stuff, and it changes all the time. So very high tech and very realistic.
I'm hearing the word simulator and undulating in the same sentence here. I get a little concerned, Rick, but glad that we're talking about golf and not something else.
Yeah, well, this is the thing is end of January, golf season's right around the corner, so they better get used to hearing those terms.
How about this Robo Golf Pro?
Yeah, this is like a little robot that you face, and it holds the club for you, and then it takes you through what a correct golf swing should be. So a lot of people have a hard time with muscle memory and getting that perfect golf swing down. This helps that. And it looks a little weird because you're facing a robot while you're swinging and hitting a golf ball, but they say it works, and I tried it, and it feels a little weird, but I can see the premise behind it.
Yeah, some of the accolades for this have been that after people use this with some degree of frequency, they get out there and they shoot some of the best rounds that they've had within the last number of years.
Yeah, if you can get that muscle memory down of what a correct golf swing is supposed to be and supposed to feel like, that definitely will help you when you get out on the course.
All right, when I hear the word cool, I rarely think of socks, but there actually are some cool socks that you have to tell us about.
Yeah, this is a good story. This is a small entrepreneur. One of the great things about the PGA Show is all the big companies are here, like Nike and Adidas, but there's also small people here, too, with their own products. And this is Soxy, S-O-X-X-Y, and it's a non-slip, basically a compression sock that you can wear for golf, men and women. She's got nice little designs, and it's also great for traveling. When you're flying on a plane, you want to keep your blood circulating and you want to stay healthy, and these compression socks and compression gear helps you do that when you're traveling. So a great price point. She even has like a Boston Red Sox design one, Sully. So I might try to get that one for you.
I see that one on there. It's SOXXY.com, the website for Soxy. How about this high heat driver?
Yeah, this is Dean Knuth. He's a golf club designer and been involved in golf for a long time. He's taking the same material that is used on Russian submarines, and he's putting it into a driver that is very light, very forgiving, I swung it. It feels good in my hand, but he's taken, you know, some extreme technology from the military and from submarines, and he's putting it into a golf club. I thought that was pretty unique.
And people in Peachtree City are going to be really excited about this. This is some new golf carts from Yamaha with an AC charger.
Yeah, and Yamaha, the golf carts for Yamaha are based in Noonan, so this has kind of got a local. And you're right, when I went and talked to the guy, he saw him from the Atlanta area. It's all he wanted to talk about was Peachtree City. Now you'll be able to charge your Yamaha golf carts with just a regular AC plug-in charge, good horsepower, and it gives a pretty good battery life. You can get almost three rounds, in, or some people are getting three rounds of golf in one charge with these new AC golf carts, drive AC technology from Yamaha. So, yeah, you're right. The people in Peachtree City are doing backflips over this.
Follow him on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell. The website, ricklimpert.info. Rick, thank you for joining us from Florida with some great insight on some of the great products and technologies from the PGA Tour.
My pleasure, Sully. I'm heading back tonight, so we'll see you next week.
That's Rick Limpert. You're listening to The Sully Show. This is Talk Radio 640 WGST. Up next, a visit from Harland Williams, who you know from movies like There's Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber. He's in town this week at the Atlanta Improv.